We're doing work. Just start the fucking show.
All right.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, hey, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason, and with me is Jake. Yeah, I called myself Jake accidentally. That was funny. You got me thrown off with the middle finger right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway.
Well, real quick, do we want to start out with we missed an episode last week?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Okay, I thought you were about to go right into it. Just like pretending.
No, I was
going
to say I would like to apologize to any of our loyal listeners that we did miss last week's episode. Between me being sick, Jake dealing with things, we just couldn't get it together, and we'd like to apologize for that. So we hope we make up for it this week. I'm not going to say it won't never happen again, but we're going to try our best to keep that from happening again. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. But we do apologize, and we do appreciate everybody that does, listen to our podcast, watch our YouTube stuff. So we're working on it. You know, this shit gets hard to do these things sometimes when, you know, you're running out of shit to talk about. But we dig deep. We try to anyway. Jake's sporting one of our new mugs there. Looks awesome. We got some Two Grumpy Elephant mugs made. We have a pack that I drink out of the side with my face, so you can see Jake. Jake drinks out of his side, so you can see me.
No. So you said that initially, and I was like, okay. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. And then I later found out why. Like, it's gay, man.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean. You're left-handed. It worked out that your picture shows when I drink, and then my picture shows when you drink. I just threw that gay shit in there just for fun.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. But, no, you know, those are ours. If y'all want one real bad, we can probably get you one, but.
TwoGrumpyElephants@gmail.com. Send us an email.
All right. I'm going to start this off with our former president, Donald Trump, has got himself a new channel now. Well, it's not, I don't really know what you call it, a website, a platform, but it's where he could go and speak his mind and without getting banned, because Facebook, from my understanding, they got some oversight committee to go make a decision whether to unban Donald Trump or whatever, and they decided to continue with the ban indefinitely. So he started his own little website, and it sat from the desk of Donald J. Trump. So if you type that into like your Google search or your address bar, it'll take you right to it. You can sign up, you can get notifications and all kinds of stuff when he makes a post or whatever. It's kind of generic. But, you know, fuck them. They can't ban them from that, maybe. So, you know. But I thought it was funny because, you know, he's that's his only outlet now. He had to come up with something on his own to be able to be relevant anymore because they try to shut him out of everything. Now, I don't know about the Twitter part, but I know Facebook has banned him again indefinitely. I don't know if he comes up for review or whatever. I mean, fuck Facebook anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's where you could find President Trump on from the desk of Donald J. Trump. And I've already been up there. I mean, you know, it's just like Facebook. You got a like button. You can share it through Facebook. That way his message can go out through you.
There it is. I'm showing everybody right now. So it's DonaldJTrump.com//desk.
Yeah.
So you guys can see right here. There's a contribute. There's a sign up.
I don't know. I don't think you have to pay to be up there or sign up. I think you can just, you know, donations or whatever to contribute to Republican GOP.
Yeah,
or
it looks like you can share things on Facebook and Twitter. And what is this?
I would just, like if you don't want to get banned, you might not want to share something from Donald Trump. Yeah. But
let's take a look at the shop. What's in the shop? But here,
that'd be the only way he can get out his word out with through other people. So,
but this is a cool
pretty cool website.
You know, I'm on the shop right now, and he's got like his new tagline. It looks to be "Save America." You know, so they got the classic MAGA hat going for $30. Some Trump glasses. Oh, yeah. There's a flag that says, "Don't blame me. I voted for Trump." Fuck yeah. But
anyway, that's Trump's little platform. If you're still a Trump supporter, go check it out. I'm sure he's looking for the support. He ain't really made clear what his plans are for, you know, a rerun. In 2024, but some others have started making some noise. And here's what's weird, because you know how Trump was talking about maybe getting Ron DeSantis to run with him. You remember hearing about that?
I don't know if he was talking about it or if just the people were talking about it.
Okay, we'll say, all right, let's just say there's chatter. There's chatter with that. Okay, so that puts Mike Pence out. So guess who's been going to all your early primary states in the last couple of weeks? He's been to New Hampshire. He's been to South Carolina. And I think he said something about Iowa. But Mike Pence has been making the rounds. So I don't know if he plans on making a run for it in the primaries. I see a big knockout, drag out if Trump runs without Pence, and then you throw DeSantis. See, I don't know if DeSantis should run yet,
dude. Because straight up, I would be just fine if you know, because the chatter you're speaking about is Trump running for president and DeSantis for vice president.
Right, right.
I want to see DeSantis president,
and that's what I do too. So that's why I'm thinking it may be a little early for, I mean, he can still make waves as governor and just keep building up that support. And I think it would be, it's almost like having two champions, you know, going for the same prize there, you know, it could split a little bit hard in the primaries. And, you know, Trump ain't shy from speaking his mind.
Not as DeSantis.
I don't think DeSantis is either. I would hate to see those two be at odds with each other when I love them both. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be a good fight.
It would be a fight. It would be a big fight.
Do you hear what DeSantis just did in Florida?
He passed a law. What was it? Oh shit, I saw it. It was something about voting. The voting. Go ahead and tell me.
So I didn't read anything about that. But I did see where DeSantis had passed something in that is going to give every law enforcement official, whether it be police, paramedic, EMT, firefighter, a $1,000 bonus in their check.
Well, good.
And he came out and said, quote, some people are trying to defund the police. We are trying to fund them and then some.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely things you would do if you're thinking of making an announcement, you know.
Yeah.
But it should be done anyway. I mean, our first responders, they're going. I mean, it has to be tough for it has to be tough for recruitment right now with the political atmosphere. I mean, you know, I don't think many kids are growing up saying, I want to be a police officer anymore. Like, you know, or a fireman or whatever. They're getting, you know, dragged through the mud on TV every time they make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, the whole.
Or anytime they don't.
I mean, just being a cop. You know, now it's bad, but not in my eyes. But, you know, I see things starting to line up where, you know, because I remember back in 2015 or 16, we had like 17 fucking Republicans going for the nomination. And it was a fucking bloodbath.
Yeah.
Between Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Do you remember when Trump was throwing the water around? Because he used to say Marco Rubio was always sweating. You remember that shit?
No, so I mean, don't forget, like, I didn't get into politics, you know, until like 2017, you know, 2018.
He said that Ted Cruz's dad was the Zodiac killer.
Yeah, so I remember seeing all those memes come out.
That was old Trump. He retweeted it. He retweeted it. He didn't come out and say that shit. I think he just retweeted somebody else's tweet, but
I tell you what, though, I heard Ted Cruz come on Glenn Beck one time, and I didn't know who Ted Cruz was. I didn't know it was Ted Cruz who was talking, and I was like, dude, right? I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but I'm gonna hear some more of this motherfucker. And Glenn Beck was like, all right, everybody, that was Ted Cruz, and I was like, yo, that's fucking Ted Cruz.
I was see, here's the thing about the primaries, dude. It can fester. You know, hard feelings, because you know they went out at each other's throats for a good 3-4 weeks, man, and it was back and forth and shit. But what's funny?
I just forgot that the capture card for my PlayStation still connected, and a notification on my PlayStation just went off, and you don't see it, but you can hear it.
Okay. We're good, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. I got to turn that off. Okay. There we go.
That's fine. But anyway, so like I was saying, you know, I know it's early to be talking about primaries for presidential nominees, but, you know, it seems like they start earlier every time. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And here's why I throw that out there, because if Pence is already making those kind of you know, appearances, and he may know something we don't at the moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he may know, hey, I'm not going to be on Trump's ticket, or Trump's not running, you know, or whatever. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case some, you know, other people are seeing the same thing or didn't know that. You don't make those trips for nothing if you're done in politics. You know what I'm saying? You don't go to the early primary states for shit, especially 3.5 years out or 3 years out, you know, before that, you know, the primaries kick off. But, you know,
let's just hope whatever the outcome of the bloodbath, hopefully we get fucking numbnuts out of there.
When you say numbnuts, you mean former vice president.
Former vice president. Numbnuts.
Yeah. I got you. That's the way I refer to him, as former vice president. I heard that on the radio. I'm like, that's the way I'm going to start saying it.
Yeah.
Former Vice President Biden. I don't even like saying his name, but I'm open-minded. But, all right. So remember, that was my question when I was in prep. I was saying I wanted to know what you would hope would come from the primaries. Would it be a Trump-DeSantis ticket or a DeSantis-Trump? I don't see that happening.
I don't see DeSantis-Trump happening.
But how cool would it be to have a Trump DeSantis, and because Trump can't run again if he is reelected, then DeSantis would be your nominee right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
That would be.
He's had to put his 4 years in as VP, pay his dues a little bit. Because he ain't been governor that long either. You know what I'm saying? So
no, but we do need somebody younger in there, younger. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think for him to go from VP. From governor to VP to, nominee, that would be an awesome step for DeSantis. And
sure.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
And I like DeSantis. And if I had to choose between Trump and DeSantis, I may still go with Trump, because I think Trump has just got nothing else to lose at this point.
Yeah.
And he would just fucking fire the shit up. And that's what I want to see. But I don't want DeSantis to get... My biggest fear for him is to run and they have issues with each other, and it ruins a great relationship, a political relationship that could have formed from.
See, so, what I worry about with Trump is, we get 4 more years of fucking awesomeness, but right. We also get 4 more years of fucking grabbing by the pussy.
Well, look. You heard him already coming out this week or last week saying that, they're dropping the investigation on the Stormy Daniels thing because it's nothing. They've dropped the Russian collusion thing because it was nothing. And they're now actually starting to admit that it was nothing, and it was a fraudulent investigation. So what is it going to be next? Canada influencer or, what? I mean, it's always going to be something. But... that's why you're starting to see these governors in these red states start to buckle down and enforce these voter laws because of what happened in Wisconsin and Michigan, in 2020 should have never happened. I'm not going to say whether or not it was a fixed whatever. I'm not questioning the results at this point.
Let's not even say any of those words.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is, things should have been more transparent.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have had conspiracy theories going wild about tallies and bucket drops of votes or whatever. I mean, just to avoid any of that shit, let everybody know what the hell is really going on without the fucking political being to it. What the fuck's going on? Why is this happening? Okay, so this is why it's happening. Instead of, why are we finding ballots in the ditch, week out before the election? What is this shit?
What is in suitcases being brought in the middle of the night I'm not saying nothing happened.
But not putting cardboard over the windows so people can't see.
I don't know.
The counters can't see. That may have been
the cardboard was to protect them.
Protection, yeah.
Yeah.
Protect them from themselves or protect them from
the cardboard
the
on
onlookers.
The cardboard was supposed to sturdy the glass windows so they'd have protection from the outside.
Well, once they've already got their talking points ready. As soon as primary season starts heating up, it's all they're gonna talk about is January 6th. That's all they're gonna talk about. That's it.
The other insurrections led by Antifa and all them.
Right. But, no, that don't matter. That was in pursuit of equality and justice. But this was a severe blow to democracy as they see it.
Yeah.
And I still am one of them that believe that the ones that started the I'm not saying that Trump supporters didn't go into Capitol, but I think the ones that started breaking in were anti-protesters, you know, dressed as Trump supporters.
Have you heard Alex Jones's account of that day?
I heard that he was there. You were telling me that, weren't you? That he was there and he was like,
it was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. It was the worst day of my life.
It was a bad day.
There were helicopters flying above me. I took a shower later that night. It was bad.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Fucking
But anyway, no, it's, it, you know, I know it's real early to be talking about this shit already, but, you know, they're the ones that are making the headlines with it, so. But I would like to see DeSantis be in something. What you got there? A steak-em sandwich with...
Steak what is sandwich.
That looks good. That looks real good. But anyway.
Steak sandwich from lunch.
You know, I would like to see DeSantis and Trump somehow work together instead of against each other. Because that's two juggernauts, dude. That would be two mega players.
That's like a
dozen Jed Bushes, you know? It would take a dozen Jed Bushes just to get half of DeSantis. I mean, dude, he's Rosen. He's risen to the level that he is so fast.
Yeah, he's Rosen.
I mean, risen. that was a mistake. But he's like moving up the ranks real quick in the political, you know, in the Republican Party. And you know, I don't know if it's because they're trying to, you know, find another Trump, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little not as harsh. But see, people gave Trump a lot of shit for that, but I loved that about Trump.
Look,
that was what here's I the loved thing. About Trump.
Here's the thing. DeSantis will tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But there's a lot less random that comes with DeSantis.
Well, he's a politician. He's more of a politician than Trump is.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump's not going to be able to polish, you know, all the words, and he's going to shoot from the hip. DeSantis, he's more, he can, you know, keep his composure and still, you know, knock the shit out of you without breaking a sweat, you know, without seeming belligerent or, you know, unhinged, if you will. Whether that's what they used to say about Trump, he was just unhinged, he could go off the handle. I think DeSantis could be that person and still look like he was keeping his composure pretty well.
Yeah.
But that's what a politician does. You know, that's what a politician does, is very smooth talker. You know, I would like to see what happened. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it could be bad. It could be real bad for people that both like Trump and DeSantis if it went to like 2015.
Dude, I would honestly, I would just like close my eyes, tell me when it's over. Tell me who I'm voting for, you know?
That's probably
I don't want to watch
what people fear. That's what people fear though. That it could turn into that. I just don't want it to turn into that, and I hope it doesn't, because I like both of them. And you know, That's why, I mean, look what Trump had to do. He had to get Mike Pence, that won't even run for president. He had 15 other people to choose from as a running mate. And he couldn't, because he had burnt bridges all the way up to the nomination. So he had to go outside of the group for a running mate, which was probably political sense to get somebody from Indiana.
And you know, I will say I didn't really give a shit about Mike Pence, you know, I just because it just seemed like he just did nothing until Trump got COVID.
Yeah.
When Trump got COVID, the left jumped on it and they were like, you know, oh, we have to shut everything the Republicans are doing down now. We've got to shut it all down.
Yeah.
Mike Pence was like, nope. Just because Trump's got COVID means fucking nothing. I'm taking over. We're going to continue doing everything. Nothing's stopping. And I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah. I think he was loyal. I think he was a good VP. I think he was the oil to Trump's vinegar.
No.
You know, they were complete opposites. I think that may have been maybe by design to have a complete opposite of Trump, you know, kind of maybe balance him out a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know that. You know, but
the sweet to the spicy.
But to be being a good VP does not necessarily mean you would be a good president.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think Pence would be more of a passive, let's get along, everybody. Let's do the right thing for the country, which is great, but you're not fighting a fair enemy. You know, if everybody played by the rules and all right, we won, so y'all have to take a seat for 4 years, but we'll work, you know, let's work together. That's not who they are anymore. They are, if we lose, we're going to find a way to illegitimize your election and derail your whole agenda for the next 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see a Pence president being able to withstand the onslaught of bullshit that Trump went through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where I could see DeSantis coming back and being like, too. You know what? Fuck you. You're okay. Fuck you.
I could see DeSantis making a good president. But I would also say if Trump still wants to try to run in 2024, I think it's Trump's to lose. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You know, we pay either attention to way. Shit because we pay attention to it. But people, not everybody knows who DeSantis is right now. You know what I'm saying? But everybody
That's why I keep speaking his gospel. You know what I'm saying? That's why I keep fucking telling everybody about DeSantis. More people need to know about DeSantis. You know, this people need to know about this guy. This is a fucking real guy. You know?
Oh, yeah. He's the real deal. I mean, he's your John Wayne. He's really your John Wayne of the Republican Party right now. Trump is your, I don't even know. Maybe Clint Eastwood. No, maybe Clint Eastwood with an anger problem. Yeah, but I mean,
go ahead. Make my day.
You'll regret it big time.
You will regret it. The biggest regret you will ever have. Huge regret.
Huge. That's funny. But, no, I think, like I said, I think DeSantis would be an awesome president. I just, maybe if Trump steps aside for him, we're good. But if Trump wants it, I think DeSantis should
just go with him.
Go with him. Yeah. But, you know, if you're a loyal person, you know the kind of bullshit raw deal that Trump got.
Yeah.
And you say, all right, dude, this is yours. I'm going to step aside or I'll run with you if you want me to.
Yeah.
I would love for that to happen. So they can, you know, and then he can make DeSantis, you know, fucking Secretary of State or something, you know, or some badass position like that. But, you know, a lot of people that worked with Trump, you know, started out with Trump, didn't end with Trump. You know what I'm saying? They were gone, you know, because you got to imagine getting, you know, fucking slandered and fucking bullshit made up day in and day out with three or four mega media organizations just fucking pounding you. There's going to be days where you just can't handle that shit and you're out, you know? And I think they did Trump wrong the way they did that. I mean, they didn't give him a chance to show, even with all that, even in the lack of support from the GOP, look what Trump did until they fucking, you know, ripped it apart. But look what he got accomplished with the lack of help he had, the lack of support he had. And, you know, all these fucking bullshit investigations and shit. I mean, imagine what he could have got done if people just said, all right, we lost fair and square. It's your turn. We'll play by the rules. But they didn't do that, you know.
Well, and you know, to be honest, that would probably be the best way for Democrats to get what they want as well.
Yeah.
would be to
if you can be reasonable for you to do for me. Right. If you can be reasonable and you scratch my back when and I scratch your back and we come together for the better of the country and stop this polarizing bullshit. Every fucking word that came out of his mouth, they had something to go against it.
But you know, and that's the thing of it too, is it's not about making the country better. It's just about getting what we want. What can we do to make the Republicans look evil because they are the enemy?
Right. No, it's just like when how the former Vice President Biden came out and said, you know, I'm going to be the former Vice President of bringing people together and unity. What has he done to date that has done anything but divide us even more? Nothing. He has done nothing to bring unity. Every policy he has rolled out has either killed jobs, it's going to kill the economy. He's paying people more to stay home than they could get a job making $20 an hour. They would have to get a job making over $20 an hour to make more than what they're making on unemployment right now.
Yeah.
So they're doing that because now, oh, we need more laborers. We don't have enough laborers. Let's open up the border. You know? So, I mean, you know, there's no unity in his policies. Words are cheap. Doing something to make that happen is what people remember. Not you just saying it on a fucking soapbox. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's it in a nutshell for the... I mean, I think the Republicans have a strong field, you know, just for the few that's kind of talking about it.
Mm.
I mean, I liked Marco Rubio, but I just don't think he was presidential material. I thought he was a good senator, you know, or congressman, or...
I still like Cruz, by the way. I mean...
I like Cruz too, but I mean he took a hit, man.
Do I think Cruz has the balls to do what needs to be done to face the people who need to be faced? Maybe not.
See, here's the thing with me and Cruz. I like Cruz, but he didn't do himself any favors by going to what was it, Bahamas during that ice storm.
Yeah.
Hold on now. Just hear me out. Okay, this happens. You saw the pictures, and they are all about the optics. Okay,
that's all it is.
Politician is all about the optics. It's not really what's going on. It's what it looks like, and what that looked like didn't look good. Okay, so what does he immediately do when he gets back? He goes to the border. He videotapes himself at the border, getting in conversation with the border facility people, whatever. To me, and I hope this is not true, but to me that looked planned, if you will. That looked staged. Like, I got to get this out there so people quit talking about me being in Bermuda when everybody else is without a power and freezing to death.
Well, it wouldn't be the first thing at the border that was staged.
Right.
You know,
I get that. I understand.
AOC, did a photo shoot. Did a fucking photo shoot.
At the border?
Yeah. But, and she wasn't even at the border.
Was she at the Canadian border?
I,
you know, all them leaves out there, you know.
She was probably just in like a fucking parking lot.
You know, she can't go. See that. That's a funny joke, but I can't say it because it'd be racist. But
you can say it.
She was at a Home Depot or nothing like that. Right?
Yes, I work for $9 an hour.
Yes. So what was she doing though? You gotta give me more than that.
Let's see. So she was going to do a photo shoot of her at the. Let me go ahead and cut that one off. Of her at the border, pretending to look sad and shit, and have a tear in her eye and shit, right?
Oh yeah. But you, have you seen the kids still in the cages, though?
Yeah, well, they're not. They're not cages.
Well, they're not in cages now. They're just in
holding facilities.
They're just in plastic bags. They're just in plastic bags. Yeah, I swear to God, it looks like they're in plastic aluminum bags. That's what it looks like. You go around.
Oh, no, those are the blankets. Those are the blankets.
It looks like they're packing them. They're bagging them up, man. That's just what it looks like. I swear. But anyway, so she's at the border taking photo shoots for her next calendar or something.
So what's going on here? I guess the fucking liberal tears calendar.
She's doing glamour shots.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. It was supposed to be her taking pictures of her crying, looking at the kids or whatever in the fucking cages.
See, that's the shit that turns people off, though, man. Because that's not genuine. That's just, let me show you that I care by looking like I care. I can't stand that shit. Do something about it. Don't just take a photo about it. That's your fucking president, by the way. That's the one you wanted in there. If he ain't doing anything more than what Trump's doing, you should be bitching at him right now. You know what I'm saying?
So it you says, I'm doing some reading, and apparently, there's some people said it was at an empty parking lot. some people are saying that's false. I don't know if I trust the people who say that's false.
It happens. And let me tell you why I know it happens. You remember, okay, this may have been before you kind of got into politics, but CNN was getting caught doing multiple broadcasts from the same parking lot. So they would have, okay, so let's just say they're all at the mall parking lot. Okay, and they wouldn't realize that they were actually getting their co-anchors in the background of what they were supposed to be in another location, and they were doing a story on this side of town, and they're on this side of town, and the three of them are all in the same parking lot.
What the fuck? Because
you can see the damn same bus go by every one of their cameras in the background, and every one of them are they're in different locations throughout the city. Like they were covering something major happening, but they're all in different locations. Turns out they were all in the same parking lot. Doing just had different cameramen, different anchors, or reporters doing a same story.
So it was
funny as shit.
It was 2018 when AOC did the fucking photo shoot. Dude, this is so fucking hilarious. Candace Owens did her own.
Oh, did you hear what she said?
Candace Owens did her own photo shoot of her fake crying.
That's funny. I like Candace Owens now, but
dude, she told Trump
that if he was going to run again, that she would love to be his running mate.
And I've heard shit about her getting into politics.
Do what?
I've heard stuff about her getting into politics.
Well, I mean, she's been into politics, but you mean like running for something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly,
she's a badass.
Honestly, dude, that's one of those people that I would much rather her stick to her commentary, because I don't want her to get fucked up by politics and something. You know what I'm saying? And get radicalized or something. I don't know, man. You know, sometimes people go off the deep end.
Okay, how are we doing on time? By the way, are we in it pretty good? Aren't we?
We are at the 40-minute mark.
Okay, I want to get this story in real quick unless you got something. Do you got something?
Nah.
Okay, well, I just want to give you this, okay? Andrew Cuomo. The investigation has been expanded to include, now check this out, it's called COVID vaccine politicization. Turns out one of his top advisors offering access to COVID vaccines for political connections. So basically what they're saying here is that he was getting favors for vaccine early. People can get it early
if you get
this or this or this. So our favorite term is quid pro quo, Joe? You know. So I better start hearing that shit in the news. Quid pro quo on Andrew Cuomo. Okay, I want to start hearing that shit Fox.
Do you hear us, Hannity?
Yeah, I want to start hearing
this
shit.
Quid pro quo Cuomo.
But
say that shit five times fast.
It's been a minute since we've heard anything about old Cuomo, but they have doubled up the investigation. Here's my take on it. The Democrats want this guy to go away. They need him to resign, and they need him to do it quietly. Because every time he declines to resign, it's going to just throw more dirt on everybody else that covered up for him that whole fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, giving him an award for being so good at the COVID response. All that shit is just dangling in the air right now. Easy pickings for the Republicans if they're not spineless enough. And, you know, they got some fucking balls to do it. That's what they should be doing. They should take this guy out. You know, but, you know, it's still coming. I think what they're going to do, they're going to pull that guy to the side. And they're like, you need to get the hell out of here because this is going to blow up even worse if you don't, you know. So that's why I think we hadn't heard much about it because they're keeping a tight lip and they're trying to get him to. I guarantee you in a back room somewhere, they are telling him right now, get the fuck out of the governor's mansion. So we don't have to keep talking about this because you're going to shed light on shit we don't want lit up. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you that's what this is about. They're trying to completely oust this guy without it being a big deal, you know, making too much. But, I mean, I don't think it's a little too late for that. It's pretty highlighted, you know, story. But I think he should be fired. I think charges should be brought up on him.
Hey, sir.
You know.
You let me touch on your boobies.
I'll give you the vaccine. I got three shipments right here. Got three boxes of vaccine right here. Now, also, you know how, wasn't it I can't say last week because we skipped last week. Once again, I apologize for that. You said something about the Oklahoma governor passing a bill about rioters. You remember that?
Yeah. What was his name?
He just passed.
Kevin Stint.
His name escapes me right now. So he passed that bill, but then he just passed a bill banning critical race and gender-based theory studies in public schools and universities. So Oklahoma's been doing pretty damn good here the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I know Florida just passed some new voting restriction laws, I shouldn't say restriction. I should say voter integrity laws.
Integrity. I will say with Florida, DeSantis also came out and said he's making it to where if any business makes you provide proof of vaccine or like a vaccine passport, that is a $5,000 fine every time. Yeah.
I love that too, because I was going to ask you, at some point we are going to get pressure in some level.
It's coming. Every time we lay down into bed and go to sleep, the day gets that much closer.
I know it's coming to where we're going to either have to go without on something or take that vaccine. And I've told my family, you know, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am worried about it, and I'm even more worried about it now than I was before all the other shit came out with the blood clots and one guy's skin completely peeled off his body.
What?
There is a story of a guy that took the vaccine and his whole body, you should look it up. It's real. All his skin peeled off his body. Not like he was skinless, but layers of skin peeled off, like he almost had third-degree burns everywhere. And he was an older gentleman. I think he was in his 70s. But he went through some shit. He almost died from that vaccine.
What?
And I'm pretty. Are you seeing it?
I'm pulling it up right now.
It's real. This was actually happened before the blood clots happened, but it wasn't publicized. Oh, it wasn't in the media much.
Yeah, he was 74 years old. He got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah. And his whole damn body he broke out in like hives, and he lost like, it's like he, like a skin would shed his skin, and you know, every year, it's kind of what happened. I don't know. It's weird.
Come on, let me see the fucking pictures. I just want to see the pictures of that shit.
Do they? I hope they don't. I wouldn't want to see them. But I heard it was pretty rough.
What? Let me see this shit.
If you're gonna tag it, you need to put that picture. You know, if you find it, but you know,
let's see. I'm gonna hit it on the Google Images.
They probably got that shit suppressed, to be honest with you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you found it? I told
you. Dude.
And we're not supposed to worry about this vaccine, though. I mean,
so
I don't know
I'm
if
not
this
gonna,
happened.
I'm not going to show this picture because, you know, we don't own this picture. I don't know if we can get
fucked
for it.
Well, just out of respect for this guy.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to put him out there like that.
Yeah. But it did happen. So if you want to see the picture, maybe you could put a link
to
go look at it.
Vaccine skin peeling on Google Images, and you will find it.
Yeah. So, but the shit really happened.
What the fuck?
Like I said, I told my family, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm not forcing y'all to get it. And I'm not going to get upset or whatever if you want to get it. And so far, none of my family wants this vaccine. Now, will we get one later on after, you know, all the enough time has passed? And I feel like, see, my biggest fear, like I said in a previous podcast, is, dude, how do we know 6, 7, 8, 9 months down the road, people are just getting cancer out of nowhere? You know, there's no way they did it. They had enough time to do time trials and study this shit like it should be. There's just no way. You can't even cure the common cold.
Yeah.
The cold. But you do get a fucking vaccine together in 15 minutes. And nobody's going to get sick from it. But you can't cure the fucking cold.
Well, see, and now it doesn't matter if somebody gets sick from it. Like, they've got immunity. So,
right.
I mean,
and you have to, that's why I'm
pretty
saying
much if you get sick from it, you can go
your
fuck yourself.
Your risk versus reward. I'm in pretty decent health. I could probably withstand, I could probably, you know, beat the COVID virus. I probably would get sick, yeah, but I'll probably get past it. And once I do, guess what? I don't think you can get it again. Or if you do, it's a different strand, a much weaker strand. But let's say I take that vaccine and I have the same amount of health and the same standard of health that I do right now, and it fucking about kills me. You know what I'm saying? You just never know what triggers something. It could be the kind of shampoo you use. Well, it made all your hair fall out because of the kind of shampoo you use. We didn't have time to test it with, you know, old Suave.
Well, if your hair falls out because of your shampoo or because of COVID, you can Gorilla Glue a wig on your head.
You can, and it's still there. It'll last for a while. I think it's got a 12-year warranty. Yeah. Dude, I never read back up on what happened through that, but I think she got a lot of money just off
she
the
did.
GoFundMe
off
thing.
Off of her fucking...
But people like that are the reason why everything has a warning label now.
Yeah.
And even now... Here's the thing. Gorilla Goo came out and said, I cannot believe we're having to say this, but please do not use Gorilla Glue products in your hair.
Yeah.
For them to have to even say that.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
It's ridiculous, you know.
Right.
But, you know, if you're dumb enough to do that and people are dumb enough to give you money, I mean, I felt sorry for it. That happened, but it happened because you did it to yourself. Nobody put a gun to your head and said, put this Gorilla Glue in your hair and go around looking like a Ken doll for, you know, 2 months. I swear to God, like the 1980s G.I. Joes. You know?
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
With the Kung Fu action grip. Yeah. I mean,
I have my desk.
I don't know where she worked, but it would be funny if she worked like, you know, a fruit stand. She could be a fruit ninja. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. She was hanging pictures on the side of her head, I heard. It was, you could drive a nail in that hair, and it would hold up. But, we also got, you know, people eating Tide Pods, and, you know, it's, I don't know where we, how we got on this shit. We were having a really good conversation about politics, and now we're talking about the gutter trash.
It used to be a good podcast.
It used to be a good podcast. Well, that's all I got. And, did you have anything you wanted to add to it, or
I got an Instagram.
Yep, two grumpy elephants.
Twitter.
Two grumpy elephants.
YouTube.
Two grumpy elephants.
Spotify.
Two grumpy elephants.
Google Podcasts.
Two grumpy elephants.
iTunes.
Two grumpy elephants.
Like and subscribe, bitches.
That's right. Have a good one. Don't forget to call your mama. Tell her Happy Mother's Day.
I still have to do that. I still have to call her and tell her Happy gender fluid, non-gender, binary fluid birthing person's day.
Yeah. Happy Mother, thou day. However, I mean... It's sad that we make jokes about this shit because it's relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all have a good one. See you next weekend.
All right, everybody.
Later.